When you're feeling pressure from all sides, you can use meditation as a decompression chamber. It's just in here. Don't stay just with the body. Stay centered in the body, but think of your awareness spreading out in all directions. There's space all around you, even the solid things around you. Remember that most of your atoms are largely space, with just little tiny bits of matter in there. So think of your awareness spreading through the space that goes through the atoms. It's just you right here. And that sense of pressure and the sense of being surrounded can begin to dissipate out. And then see how much you can maintain that attitude as you go through the day, so the pressure doesn't oppress you. And you realize after a while that most of the pressure you're feeling really doesn't come from other people, it comes from inside. And if you're cleaning out the pressure you place on yourself or the pressure that you imagine other people are pressing on you, it's a lot more spacious inside. And even if there is pressure from outside, the sense of space inside, the sense of space permeating everything, can keep it from wearing you down. Now, when you're coming from a position of strength, you're much less likely to lash out at other people, because it's when we're feeling weak and threatened, that's when we lash out. But you've got this solid foundation inside, okay, then you're okay. And the thoughts and the words and the deeds that come from that sense of being okay with your solid foundation inside, they're a lot less likely to be harmful. Put some space around them, too. In other words, don't react immediately to what other people say. Give it a second or two, okay, then you can think about what needs to be done. And that way you're putting a lot less pressure on them, too. Well, this is a basic principle in learning how to live with yourself in harmony, live with others in harmony. As you try to get in harmony with this sense of spaciousness, sense of well-being that you can cultivate inside.